Okay, let's review Erev and Daf Chav Hey. Karpif Yosim Beis Asayim Shla Hukaf Ladiro Balamato. If a karpif that is not meant for residential use is larger than two beisa, and a person wants to reduce its size, planting trees will not help to reduce the size of the karpif because the space that the trees take up is considered to be part of the karpif. If he built a pillar that's 10 tefachim high, it may help to reduce the size of the karpif depending on the width of the pillar. If it's more than 4 tefachim wide, it helps to reduce the karpif. If it's less than 3 tefachim wide, it doesn't help. If it's between 3 and 4 tefachim wide, Rabbah holds that since it's larger than what's considered love, it reduces the size of the karpif. But Rava holds, since it's not large enough to be its own independent space, it doesn't reduce the size of the karpif. Rabbah and Rava have a similar machlokas when a karpif is being changed from a non-residential usage to a residential usage, and we need to build a new fence inside the old fence in order to permit carrying in it. Rabbah holds the new fence only has to be 3 tefachim away from the old one, while Rava holds it has to be 4 tefachim away from the old fence. Tachbo tit, if you put mud on the wall to reduce the size, and the mud could not stand on its own without being supported by the wall, Rava holds that reduces the size of the karpif since it's standing, but Rava holds it doesn't reduce the size since anything that can't support itself is not considered significant, and the mud can't support itself. But one side of the karpif has a mound that served as its mechitza, and the karpif was being changed from non-residential to residential use. If the fence were built at least 4 tefachim away from the mound, it would be considered a new fence that would allow carrying in the karpif. If, however, it were built on top of the mound, Rav Chista holds that it's a valid wall, since he considers a mechitza al gabi mechitza, one wall on top of another, to be a valid mechitza. Rav Nun and Rav Sheshes would not consider it a valid wall, because they don't consider a mechitza al gabi mechitza to be valid. Even Rav Sheshes would agree that if the upper fence were built to surround the top of the mound, it would work, since the fact that the side of the mound is a halachic mechitza is not noticeable to the people standing on top of the mound. By Rabba Bar Bar Chana, if we assume like Rav Sheshes Rav Nun that an upper mechitza is not valid, would it become valid if the lower mechitza sinks into the ground, leaving only the upper mechitza? So the Gemara answers that it wouldn't work as a kinyan in Nichse Ager, ownerless properly, because a kinyan can't happen on its own. That's confirmed by a story where Rav Nachman paid no attention to the mechitza that a woman built on top of another mechitza with the intention of acquiring the property. However, the wall will work for Shabbos purposes, because mechitza nasa b'Shabbos, any mechitza made on Shabbos, purposely or not, will work for Shabbos purposes. So the only exception is if a person was mechal Shabbos to build a wall. Then the Rabban made it also to carry within such a wall. Karpif beis shalosh v'kira bo beis sa'a. If there was a karpif that was 3 beis sa'a, but somebody built a roof over one of the beis sa'as of it, Rava holds that we still view it as one big karpif, and Rabbi Zera holds that we view the roofed area as a separate karpif, and as long as neither one is larger than 2 beis sa'a, it's mutter to carry in the karpif. At first, the Gemara thinks that they are arguing whether pitikri or v'sosim. Do we view the edge of the roof as it extends down to form a halachic wall? But the Gemara concludes that even Rava holds pitikri or v'sosim. In this case, it's about a slanted roof where we can't apply pitikri or v'sosim. Amar Rabbi Zera, umodina bekarpif shenifrats b'mlu alachatzer. Rabbi Zera agrees that if a karpif were exactly 2 beis sa'a, and then the wall that separates it from a chatzer came down, it would now be usher to carry because the chatzer makes the karpif bigger. Abai explains that even though before the wall fell down it was mutter to carry from the karpif to the chatzer, now that the wall fell down, the area that the wall was on counts as part of the karpif, and that alone, without accounting for the actual space of the chatzer, makes the karpif larger than 2 beis sa'a. That's why Rav Chista said that when a wall between a karpif and a chatzer comes down, the karpif is usher, but the chatzer is mutter. Karpif is usher because the space that the wall used to be in is added to the karpif, so it makes it larger than 2 beis sa'a. The chatzer is mutter because even if we had the space that the wall was on, it doesn't matter because the chatzer could be any size and still be mutter. When the wall between a mansion and an orchard, which was the only wall of the orchard that was made specifically to designate the orchard as a residential area, falls down, Rav Bibi thought to still allow carrying in the orchard based on the back wall of the mansion. Rav Papi criticized this psak, just because they come from people who died young, the family of Eli HaKohen, they say things that aren't correct. The back wall of the mansion was made to enclose the inside of the mansion, and therefore cannot work to allow carrying outside in the karpif.